Set your course for the Hoth system. General Veers, prepare your men.
All troops will debark for ground assault. Prepare to target the main generator.
Echo Station 3TA.
On an Imperial Walker.
Attack pattern Delta. Go now. Watch that crossfire, boys. Right now, I feel like I take on the whole Empire myself.
Target, maximum firepower.
Hey everyone, welcome to a special episode of Echo Base. We are recording an interview tonight in preparation for International Talk Like Jar Jar Binks Day. We have Mike from International Talk Like Jar Jar Binks Day website with us. Mike, how are you?
I'm good. How's everybody doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. I expected to hear a Jar Jar voice back on that one. My aunt. Okay. Well.
I really don't think you want to hear me doing my Jar Jar voice.
Okay.
It's pretty scary
normally, but we'll get into that in a little bit, I guess, here. So we also have our two regular co-hosts with me tonight. We have Tim and Chris. Chris, how are you tonight?
I'm doing well.
Great. And Tim, how are you?
Hello, boyos. Doing well.
There's something starting.
It's coming out. We are days away, folks, from International Talk Like Jar Jar Binks Day. I'm getting really excited.
We are pretty close. And you, Tim, you really wanted to hype up the holiday, so I can't believe I called it a holiday, but okay.
It's a holiday now.
It's a holiday now. Yeah, that's right. Tim, I'm going to let you take the lead in this because you're the one that was instrumentally getting this, and you've been kind of the bane of my existence getting the whole Jar Jar thing going here. So I'm going to let you take over the episode now.
That is awesome. Fantastic. All right. Well, like we said before, this whole episode is about, or this special is about International Talk Like Jar Jar Binks Day, which, by the way, is August 19th. And this was brought to us last year by Mike. So, Mike, tell us what the whole genesis of International Talk Like Jar Jar Binks Day was.
All right. So I guess there were a number of factors that led me to create the brand new holiday that everybody loves, International Talk Like Jar Jar Binks Day. But, I mean, over the years, I've enjoyed talking like Jar Jar, throwing a Yuuza or a Bombad into normal conversation, and I think everybody around me loves it as well when I do that. And I guess about a year ago, I started thinking about maybe trying to make it into an actual holiday that maybe some people would participate in, a day when everybody talks like Jar Jar, talks like Gungans. So last summer, I guess I was trying to figure out a project to work on. I do some freelance website development in my spare time, besides my normal day job, and I was looking for something to work on, and this idea, I guess, was kind of percolating in my head. So I was trying to figure out a day when International Talk Like Jar Jar Binks Day could be, and I saw that Ahmed Best's birthday was coming up on August 19th, which is where that date comes from for the holiday. So I think it was June or July when I was coming up with this idea. So I decided to buy a website, talklikejarjarday.com, and just go with trying to get this holiday started. So last year, there was only about a month between when I came up with the idea and the actual holiday. So last year, it wasn't too big, but this past year, I've been trying to create content for the website and other things to maybe get people interested in the holiday. That's kind of it in general, at least where it came from.
Excellent. Excellent. And so you have, so talklikejarjarday.com. yes. is the website.
Right.
And this the website's great. You've got a lot of cool information on here. You have a Gungan dictionary, which is good, but then you have the Gungan translator, which is even better.
Yes. So the Gungan dictionary is probably one of the first things I started out with. When I made the website, I was like, well, I at least have to kind of give people some idea of how to talk to like Jar Jar if for some reason they don't know how. So I started going through. So I have this one book that Ben Burt had written. It's the Galactic Phrasebook and Travel Guide. So I started. Oh, yeah. I started with that, and also, and then I went through the scripts first and pulled out all the lines that Jar Jar had and Tarples and Boss Nass. Mm-hmm. I pulled them out and I put them in a database or in a spreadsheet, and then I realized there's differences between the scripts and the movies. So then I actually went through the movies and I wrote down every single line that a Gungan said, put it in this spreadsheet. And then I went through that and I pulled out certain words and put them in that dictionary. And then eventually I just made that whole entire spreadsheet available on the website as well. I put that in the database as well. So now pretty much anything that Jar Jar says in canon is on the website also. So then going off of that, I then a few months ago created a Google Chrome extension, which will translate anything that's in your Chrome browser into Gungan.
Lou needs that.
Oh boy.
So that was fun. I'd never written a Chrome extension or tried anything like that before. So that was fun. I got that working. And then I thought, you know, I should probably put something on the website too where you can just put anything you want into a translator and then have it spit out what that would be in Gungan. So that's one of the newest things on the website and what I've been working on recently. I've tried as much as possible to find anything that translates into Gungan and find the English equivalent. I also recently discovered there are these tie-in novels to episode one.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I guess four of them are heavily Gungan, Gungan-centric. So, like, the whole entire book is just Gungans talking to each other. So,
oh, my goodness.
That sounds amazing.
No, yeah. No, it does not sound amazing.
No, it's...
Wow.
It's quite amazing. So I was able to get my hands on at least one of them. I think I have another one on the way, but I went through that book and like every single Gungan word goes into my translator. So now it's kind of become my mission to try and document all the Gungan I could possibly find. It wasn't necessarily my plan a year ago, but it's
kind obviously of cool you put a lot of work in this, which is very, very cool. But I've got to wonder what that editor for that book was thinking when all of a sudden they came to him and maybe it was his like first editing job. Here you go. I got a new book for you to edit. Awesome. I can't wait. And what am I reading? Yeah, that'd be awkward.
Yeah.
So, Mike, no, has your you said you're married, right?
I am married. Yep.
Has your wife like prohibited you from speaking in Gungan around the house?
No, she hasn't. She's supportive of it for the most part. I mean, as I said, I've been throwing in a Yuza or a Weeza to every like probably several every couple days I would do that, and she's fine with it. She'll do it back to me as well. So, I mean, not to the extent that I now have, like, I now know that, let's see, like, the mouth the name for mouth is talkity trap. That's one of the new words that I've discovered from these books. So, but she will, she's supportive of it.
That's great.
I don't know that she loves the character, but she doesn't mind me doing a little Gungan speak.
Good, good. So I found you from your Twitter handle, which is Talk Like Jar Jar.
Yes.
And we've had a good time. We've had some I think, pretty high-level intellectual debates about Gungans and Jar Jar.
Yes.
We've done a little bit of cross-promotion of the upcoming holiday, which I think is great. What and you have some of this information on your website, which is under the tab of participate. But what can people do to participate and, in fact, celebrate this really awesome upcoming holiday?
So I would encourage people to talk like Jar Jar in their daily lives. If you're, unfortunately this year, it's on a Saturday. So a lot of people probably won't be at work, but I would encourage anybody who is working to go into the office or their place of employment and, you know, speak a little Gungan to their boss if they have presentation, anything like that.
Lord.
You know, if you're talking to your friends, hanging out, throw out a Weeza. It doesn't have to, you don't have to talk like Jar Jar all day. I know that might be a lot to ask, but if you want to, I'd encourage that as well. Also online, you can, you know, on your Twitter account, Facebook, Instagram, whatever, social media you use, or in emails, if you're sending to people, you know, I've tried to, as we just talked about, put together some resources for helping you. Gungan translator, just go in there. You don't know what it would be in Gungan or Gunganese. You can go in there, translate it, just copy and paste it over. The hashtag I am promoting, I think, is Talk Like Jar Jar Binks Day. Not international. Talk Like Jar Jar Binks Day was a little too long. So I would say if you plan on talking like Jar Jar Binks, use that hashtag on social media. So, yeah, I mean, a little bit all day, basically at this point, anything is good to get the word out there.
Absolutely.
I will definitely tweet in Gungan on National Talk Like Jar Jar Binks Day.
Yes.
Wait. What?
Really? I will. Wow. I will do that. I will tweet in Gungan.
Chris, wow. You do not edit that from the show.
Oh, believe me.
I'm kind of glad I'm not going to work today because I can't see me answering the phone that way, but it's okay.
Sounds like that's a big win.
See, I think that is a big win. That's a big deal. I think we should actually record a show on that day. And we do the show in Gungan.
Oh, that sounds...
I don't think I could do that.
That sounds great.
I'd be putting things into the translator. It would be very slow. We have a lot of editing to do in the show. It'd be a lot of blank space of me typing in what I'm going to say next and then reading it back.
There are, Mike, some frequently asked questions, which you have on your website, which I think are pretty good. And just to kind of give a little bit of a taste to folks as to what's on here. I'll ask the question and you give the answer. Okay.
Okay. Let me,
does that work? Okay. Yeah, that works. So the
let me just pull it up. So I'm consistent with what I've said previously.
I think you should. Some of the answers might be a little complex. So, I think it is important that you bring these up. So, the first question, is it okay to talk like Jar Jar at school?
Yes.
Is it okay to talk like Jar Jar at work?
Yep.
Is it okay to talk like Jar Jar on a first date?
Absolutely.
Is it okay to talk like Jar Jar whilst addressing Congress?
Yes.
Is it okay to talk like Jar Jar in prison? I could not do Congress without laughing.
It would be great in prison, I think. Make some friends.
Is it okay to talk like Jar Jar while meeting my significant other's parents for the first time?
Absolutely.
This, I think, is actually one of the best ones. Is it okay to talk like Jar Jar while speaking to a police officer after being pulled over for speeding?
Yes, as long as you refer to your car exclusively as a hey blubber the entire time.
Absolutely.
Now, wait. I got to ask the question in conjunction with that. Is it okay to talk like Jar Jar Binks if you're pulled over and suspected of a DUI?
Yep.
Now, will that also cement you into the DUI and they're going to haul you away at that point?
There's no situation, really, where it's not okay to talk like Jar Jar in international. Talk like Jar Jar Binks Day. I mean, I think everybody has to understand. And if they don't, that's kind of what this podcast is about. It's why I'm trying to get the word out.
Now, what would we have to do to get somebody on the International Space Station to make at least one call back to Earth talking like Jar Jar on the 19th? That would be very cool.
That would be cool.
What if we even asked that listening to our podcast? I don't know.
I would love that. Do you know if you have any?
I don't think so.
Astronauts? No. Well, you never know. Maybe
you never know. We could. Maybe somebody will surprise us.
Do they get like full internet access up on the ISS?
That is a darn good question. I do not know.
Because if they do, I mean, they could download our episodes. They should. If you know an astronaut or someone who works at NASA, encourage astronauts on the International Space Station to download episodes of Echo Base. I think that's important.
I know somebody that works at JPL. Maybe I'll have to ask him. I'll see if he knows.
So, Mike, anything else about Talk Like Jar Jar Day that you wanna push out there? What are you going to be doing?
I'll just be doing some Gungan talking in my daily life. I don't know what's planned for that day at this point. If we're going anywhere, it is the weekend. So, and it's
you
summer.
Don't have like an agenda for the whole day. You're not having a party. The house isn't going to be decorated.
I am doing the traditional Jar Jar in the car, and I'm moving that around the house every day. It's keeping an eye on all of us. But kind of the problem is that my kids don't really respect it, and they just keep touching it. They keep touching it and hiding it from me, so I have to go search for it every morning. But I told them if you touch it, that means no presents, no international Talk Like Jar Jar Binks Day for us, and they don't seem to care about that at all. Hmm. And Boston Ass might come and eat us, but
that's right.
Nobody cares.
But we play a rousing game of pin the tail on the Gooberfish.
Yeah, I mean that sounds like a good. Gooberfish isn't going to eat you, right? That's the aqua sand monster. Is that the big one that eats the bigger fish?
Yeah, there's always a bigger fish.
Yeah, so that's fine. So I'll be on Twitter, on Facebook. I'll be bothering my friends and family. I don't have any
friends or family.
Last year. I don't have any big party plans or anything like that. Well, I'm slowly building it up.
Okay.
You know, I hope that more people participate this year. I think it was pretty much me last year. I kind of tricked Freddie Prinze Jr. into tweeting in Gungan, but that's the
really?
Extent of it. Yeah, yeah. I was like, I think I said something like, are you celebrating? I think he said, what's everybody doing today? And I said, celebrating International Talk Like Jar Jar Binks Day. And he responded in some way. I think he's like, word to your mother, or something like that. I could find it.
That's great. That's great.
But so I think it seems like there's a little interest based on some of the people that follow, based on the fact that I'm on a podcast right now talking about it, you know.
Absolutely.
Hey, all the exposure helps. Now, let me ask you, who have you gotten from anybody at Lucasfilm or anything else to kind of embrace this with you? Is anybody kind of on board?
I don't. I don't know. I mean, I think I've maybe gotten some likes on some things from some people at Lucasfilm, but I haven't seen like the official account tweet anything about international talk like Jar Jar Binks Day. So I don't know that I have any definite support from Lucasfilm. You know, I'm hoping maybe that
we should see if we can enlist Justin, since he is the social media director for Lucasfilm, and see if he can add some heat and light to this. Maybe
let's get on this, Justin. Come on, man, hook us up.
Do you know what his feelings are?
Well,
Jar Jar.
Well, he does fall on the Imperial side of things. So,
oh yeah,
I don't know.
Well, you know, technically, Jar Jar can be said. You know, he's the one that gave the powers to the Emperor. So, without Jar Jar, there'd be no Empire. Technically,
exactly.
That's true. That's true. That they should celebrate him extensively throughout the Empire.
They should have a statue of Jar Jar Binks. Like, instead of the statue of the Emperor that is brought down at the end of Return of the Jedi in the special editions, it should be the statue of Jar Jar, because, you know,
he's the one that started it all. For the holiday itself, they should replace the Yoda statue at the Presidio with Jar Jar, just for the day. It'd be kind of cool, you know?
I assume you guys have heard of the Darth Jar Jar theory, right?
Yes.
Oh, it's not a theory. It's true. I fully subscribe to Darth Jar Jar.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where I fall on that, but it's definitely interesting.
And Jar Jar is
the original. Nope. I don't know about that one. I've seen pictures. That'd be a tough one to reconcile. unless it's a hologram or something fake.
The powers and abilities of Jar Jar are virtually unlimited.
That's true. He could be using some sort of cloaking force power, Sith power.
Yeah. See, I think so. I completely agree with that. So, Mike, we have, I mentioned to you before we started recording here, we have our interrogations. So we have some rapid-fire questions. These are not found on your website, though. But again, people can go to talklikejarjarday.com, get all sorts of great info on International Talk Like Jar Jar Binks Day.
Yep, we have e-cards. We have haikus up there.
Because what would Talk Like Jar Jar Binks Day be without e-cards and haikus?
Yeah, no,
I mean,
exactly.
Truly. Your Twitter account, which is very entertaining. Kudos to you for it. At Talk Like Jar Jar, lots of fun. Please follow Mike on that account. Interact with him. The more you speak like a Gungan, the happier Mike is.
Yep.
And you know, just help promote International Talk Like Jar Jar Binks Day. Take pictures of how you're celebrating it on and around the 19th, and make sure you tag Mike at Talk Like Jar Jar, and I'm sure Mike you'll repost those and do some promotion to help promote the holiday.
Yeah, absolutely. Pictures, videos. If you want to take a video of you talking like Jar Jar in some situation, I definitely support that.
Lou is absolutely on that.
What? What was it? Sorry, I wasn't listening.
Actually, Lou and his cats will all talk like Jar Jar for the day. He'll put on a little skit with his cats. It's great. he's done it before with, you know, other things.
That sounds good.
I don't usually post those videos online, though. So,
so the interrogations. Mike, what was your introduction to Star Wars?
All right, so I believe my introduction to Star Wars was the Ewok films, the Ewok Adventure and Battle for Endor. So that's probably kind of a weird one. I know that I saw, I think, Star Wars and Empire around the same time. My uncle was one of the first people I knew who had a VCR, and he had recorded those Ewok movies. Mm-hmm. So I used to watch them like every time I would go to my grandparents' house. So that's Ewok Adventure is almost certainly my first experience. It's what I really remember about Star Wars to begin with.
You know, this does explain some things now.
Yeah.
His introduction to Star Wars was the Ewoks, and then he gravitated towards Jar Jar. So
all lovable characters.
Murder
all lovable
bears.
Characters.
Do you guys want to go around and do the questions?
Well, I don't have them in front of me. I was going to let you keep going.
Ah, okay. I can keep going. Mike, what is your favorite Star Wars movie?
And it doesn't have to be the best Star Wars movie.
Yeah, I tend to go with Return of the Jedi for my favorite. Again, going back to the Ewoks, there's a lot of Ewoks in that movie. And it's a happy ending. So I tend to like that one the most, I'd say.
Interesting. It's your favorite, yet there's no Gungans in it. Huh.
Well, but I mean,
you didn't feel compelled to do Talk Like an Ewok Day? Yub yub.
I thought about it. I just thought it would be a little more difficult. You know, you can pretty much make any word Gungan by adding an SA to the end of it. You know, if there isn't one that already exists, Ewok, that's a little tougher. But you know what?
Ichiwawa. I think I just scared Mike off.
I think you left him speechless. You did. Right. He's totally speechless at that.
No.
But, okay, so your favorite is Return of the Jedi. What do you think, though, the best Star Wars movie is?
What's the best? I mean, I guess I would probably go with the traditional Empire Strikes Back. Probably the best, but not necessarily the one I enjoy the most. You know?
Okay.
If that was the only movie you had, it would be kind of a downer. If that was the only movie you saw, you need that happy ending at the end of Return of the Jedi and all those lovable Ewoks to
make
it all better.
For the Empire.
True. Not a happy ending for the Empire.
No. No.
You mentioned that you dug into some Star Wars books to grab your to basically expand on your knowledge of the Gungan language here. Are you an avid consumer of Star Wars books, either in Legends or the new canon?
So before the Disney acquisition, I pretty much read all of the post-Return of the Jedi expanded universe stuff. I haven't really gotten into it. The new legend or the new new canon. I don't know that I want to spend more time on things that very well may become non-canon at some point in the future, even though I know the official line is that it's all canon now. But at some point I might go get back into the new stuff. If there's something that is really compelling. I saw that Thrawn novel. That kind of tempts me a little bit.
It's very good. Okay. It's an excellent book.
I might pick that one up.
Don't worry, you're not missing much.
And there's Chris. Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm good, Tim. How are you?
I'm fantastic. So what has been your favorite Star Wars book of the ones you've read?
I would say, I don't know that I can say just one. I do really like the original Timothy Zahn trilogy. Those are the first ones I read. So it would probably be one of those. I also really enjoyed the X-Wing books.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, probably one of the Thrawn trilogy. Let's say Last Command.
Sure.
Okay. Your favorite character? I think I know the answer to this one.
Do you?
Maybe.
I don't, no. I would say Obi-Wan is my
favorite. Good choice.
Yeah.
Not an international talk like Obi-Wan Day.
No, no. It isn't. But he's been a favorite since the original movies, and you know, I think his portrayal in the prequels is definitely one of the highlights of those films as well.
Yeah.
Besides Jar Jar.
Which would you prefer to be, Jedi, Sith, Rebel, or Imperial?
There's no Ewok, no Gungan option.
No Ewok or Gungan.
Okay. Probably Jedi.
Okay.
Not corrupt end of their run Jedi, but just a good Jedi.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
How about your favorite Star Wars quote?
Here's your chance to tell if it's your turn.
About use a Tinkin, use a people gonna die. What's that?
Very good. Very good. Let's see. What would your dream job be in the Star Wars universe?
My dream job. Jedi librarian, I guess. Jocasta Nu.
Nice.
But yeah, I don't want to be Jocasta Nu, but her job.
Okay. That's an interesting answer. I don't think anyone has ever given that answer before.
Yeah, probably not. But it'd be interesting. There's a lot of knowledge there.
True.
Knowledge. Yeah, yeah.
Unless Count Dooku erases it.
I was waiting for a member of the team of the Gungan outreach program or something, you know, just to
the Gungan internship program.
Yeah. I hadn't given it any thought. That's the first thing.
That's nice though. That's good.
Let me I'll think about it some more. What else you got?
Chris.
Okay. So since, Gungans are heavily featured in The Phantom Menace, I'm curious, where does The Phantom Menace fall in your ranking of the Star Wars films? And it could be either like your personal favorite or what you deem best. I don't know if you have separate rankings for that.
It's probably my least favorite episode one is, despite the Gungans. It doesn't mean I don't like it. I like all the films, I think. Still kind of deciding on the new ones. But it's still definitely my least favorite of the original six.
Mm-hmm.
But I like it. Not as much happens in that movie as the other ones, and the stakes aren't very high, or are seemingly not that high.
Mm-hmm.
But I enjoy it. I'm coming to enjoy it even more, I guess, as I dig deeper into Gungan language and culture.
Mm-hmm. I always tell people that The Phantom Menace it sets a lot of stuff up. So while it's not necessarily "quote unquote" required viewing in terms of the rest of the or the rest of the saga, I think it does enough that it is, you know, essential for anybody that wants to experience the Star Wars films the way they're meant to be. And The Phantom Menace is actually my second favorite Star Wars movie. So,
oh wow.
Yeah, so that's why I asked. But yeah, I can definitely see that. I always see it as, in my opinion, it would be a better end to a trilogy, and it just instead of a beginning, you know, for example, if you make a trilogy about Obi-Wan, Qui-Gon, have the Phantom Menace be the third movie in that trilogy, and then you start again with Attack of the Clones, and then in the middle have a Clone Wars movie, and then a Revenge of the Sith. That's the way I always said it should have been done, but unfortunately that's not the case. But I definitely see your point about that not a lot happens. It does a lot of foreshadowing and setting up.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm still a fan. I think I would have liked it more if Anakin was a little older, mm-hmm. like a teenager. It would kind of fit a little bit more in what we were told about the prequel years in the original movies.
Yeah,
but I like it.
All right, well, that's all the questions I had.
Okay.
Lou, anything?
No, I think I'm good. You've asked everything I was interested about finding out about International Talk Like Jar Jar Day.
Very good. Well, Mike, thanks for the information on thanks. International Talk Like Jar Jar Binks Day. Again, folks, it's August 19th. Make sure you check out talklikejarjarday.com. And follow Mike on Twitter at TalkLikeJarJar. You'll get all the information on this really important holiday. Lots of fun. And make sure you don't get eaten by Boss Nass.
Yeah. And I hope now, that at some point in the future, maybe Ahmed Best will participate. Maybe George Lucas will find out about it. But, you know, these are...
I think we will definitely try to push this and help you get the word out about this, because as much as I poke fun at Tim for all the comments he does on the show, I think this is a cool thing, so we'll definitely try to embrace this and get the word out for you. Now, I was going to use a Gungan phrase at the end here to kind of wrap the episode up, but I had a problem with part of the translation. It was going to be, you know, it was great having you on the show, Mike, and truly hope our listeners embrace International Talk About Jar Jar Binks Day. The first part of the translation comes out to be, it was hot having Yusa on the show, Mike. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm not going to say hot. This doesn't work for me. You know, I mean, to truly hope us our listeners embrace international spectrum like Jar Jar Binks Day.
That was a good debate. That sounds really good.
That right there was worth the price of admission.
There's a whole episode, Justin Gungan, when the holiday comes closer.
So now, Mike, is there a limit to how much you can type into the text box here for the translation, or...?
There is. I want to say I put it around 5,000 characters.
Oh, okay. So we're good to go. You type a lot here and get some wording out.
Yeah, I mean it's completely an arbitrary limit I put on it.
Sure.
I just didn't necessarily want people loading entire novels into.
Yeah,
the database. But,
so Tim, the reason I ask is that if we want to do a Jar Jar Binks talking show, we're going to have to get all that done ahead of time so we can have it written out so we can... unless you're fluent in Gungan, Tim, which you might be, for all I am not. I can barely speak English, so...
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, Mike, thank you very much for joining us. We look forward to celebrating International Talk Like Jar Jar Binks Day with you. And, yeah, we'll definitely spread the word.
All right. Thanks so much for having me on. And Yuza's good palos.
Awesome. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Mike.
All right. Thank you.